It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Let's check out a few NFL contenders who might need a quarterback upgrade this year. Other than Kansas City's Patrick Mahomes and a few other top-tier NFL quarterbacks, several others should probably keep their bags packed with their realtor on speed dial. After the Dallas Mavericks of the NBA surprised the sports world recently by sending star Luka Doncic to the Los Angeles Lakers, top stars in some other sports are starting to get nervous too. Well, as we look backwards on the NFL's past season, some teams with the best quarterbacks in 2024 were generally the ones which went deepest into the playoffs. Patrick Mahomes of Kansas City, Jalen Hurts of Philadelphia, Josh Allen of Buffalo, Lamar Jackson of the Baltimore Ravens, and Jaden Daniels of Washington all had outstanding seasons and led their teams into the NFL playoffs. Then, on the other end of the spectrum, let's check out some of the starting quarterbacks for the losing teams. The Tennessee Titans finished 3-14, their starter, Will Levis. The Cleveland Browns were also 3-14. Deshaun Watson was their starter, when he wasn't injured. The New York Giants finished 3-14 with Tommy DeVito and Drew Locke at the helm. The New England Patriots were 4-13, and rookie Drake May was their quarterback. The Jacksonville Jaguars, 4-13. Trevor Lawrence was the quarterback. The Las Vegas Raiders were also 4-13 with Gardner Minshew, yeah, the man with the mustache, at quarterback. The New York Jets, 5-12 with Aaron Rodgers, at least for now. The Carolina Panthers, 5-12 with Bryce Young at quarterback. And the New Orleans Saints, yep, 5-12, Derek Carr, the starting quarterback. Now, in the case of rookie Drake May with the Patriots and second-year quarterbacks Bryce Young with the Panthers and Will Levis with the Titans, I think it's too early to give up on them, at least yet. And likewise, 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers of the New York Jets is likely to be a free agent soon. Rodgers, though, has a Super Bowl ring with Green Bay, but his future options are rather thin at his age. The other quarterbacks on my list we just talked about have not shown very much in the way of consistency as a starting quarterback in the NFL. The most reasonable result for fans of those teams is to simply hope that your team will finally be able to post just a winning record this coming year. But can you build a championship-level team around a mediocre quarterback? That does not happen very often. Let's go back over this century, the past 24 years, and the list of Super Bowl-winning quarterbacks is generally a rather stellar group. Working our way backwards from most recently, we have Jalen Hurts of the Eagles in 2024, Patrick Mahomes won 3 times with the Chiefs, Matthew Stafford of the Los Angeles Rams in 2021. Of course, Tom Brady has 6 Super Bowl wins this century with the Bucks in 2020 and the Patriots 5 other times. Nick Foles, well, he was a kind of an iffy quarterback with the Eagles in 2018. Peyton Manning won 2 Super Bowls, one with the Broncos in 2015 and the Colts in 2007. Russell Wilson led the Seattle Seahawks to a title in 2013. Joe Flacco, remember him? He was with the Ravens in 2012. Eli Manning, Peyton's brother, the Giants won 2 times in 2011 and 2007. Aaron Rodgers has a title with the Packers in 2010. Of course, Drew Brees with the New Orleans Saints won our only Super Bowl back in the 2009 season. Ben Roethlisberger of the Pittsburgh Steelers took them to a title in 2008 and 2005. And then you have Brad Johnson with the Tampa Bay Bucks of 2002 and Trent Dilfer with the Baltimore Ravens of 2000. Those two fellas hadn't heard much from since. Of those 24 championship squads, only 4 of those quarterbacks which we discussed should not be expecting to hear their names even mentioned for future Hall of Fame consideration. This spring's NFL draft quarterback cupboard looks relatively thin this year. After a few years with several first-round selections at quarterback, this upcoming April's NFL draft in Green Bay is considered relatively weak by recent standards. One source indicated that the University of Miami quarterback Cam Ward and Colorado's Shedeur Sanders, that's Deion's son, will be selected within the first 3 picks of the NFL draft in the first round. Ole Miss signal caller Jackson Dart might hear his name heard as a possible 3rd quarterback in the opening round, but very late in the 1st round. A likely second or third round projection will show Texas quarterback Quinn Ewers being drafted, along with Alabama's Jalen Milroe, Oregon's Dylan Gabriel, and Kyle McCord of Syracuse University. Compare that to last season, when 6 of the first 12 selections in the first round were all quarterbacks. You might take 3 or 4 rounds to get that many this coming spring. Now, which of the NFL teams, though, could use a quarterback upgrade to elevate them into the Super Bowl this coming year? First and foremost, the Pittsburgh Steelers. They finished 10-7 in the regular season, and they were ousted in the first round of the playoffs. Ever since 18-year veteran Ben Roethlisberger retired after the 2021 NFL season, the Steelers have floundered at the quarterback position. Former first-round selection Kenny Pickett lasted only 2 years in Steel City before he was picked up by Philadelphia last year. And ironically, Pickett, who served as a backup quarterback to Jalen Hurts, now is wearing a Super Bowl ring on his finger for being part of last year's Eagles championship team. Last season, the Pittsburgh Steelers rolled the dice on a couple of veteran NFL rejects. Former Chicago Bears first-round pick Justin Fields and the aging ex-Denver and Seattle quarterback Russell Wilson did not significantly improve the Pittsburgh offense last year. The Steelers' passing game was pitiful. The duo of Justin Fields and Russell Wilson passed for only 3,200 yards, and they generated only 21 touchdown passes during 18 games, including their playoff loss at Baltimore. One or both of those quarterbacks may become one-and-done Steelers, as they will become free agents this spring. And many football fans in Pittsburgh may wish to help them pack to leave town. Pittsburgh does have the number 21 selection in the spring NFL draft in the first round. The top two NFL quarterback prospects, though, Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders, will be long gone by then. Here's another team that might want to think about quarterback in the offseason, the Minnesota Vikings. They were 14-3 last year, but eliminated in the first round of the playoffs. Unlike Pittsburgh, the Minnesota Vikings struck gold last season when they signed journeyman Sam Darnold. A former first-round pick in 2018 by the New York Jets, Darnold lasted just 3 seasons in the Big Apple. He bounced around to Carolina and then to San Francisco prior to being signed as an insurance policy last year by Minnesota. That's right. The Vikings utilized their 2024 first-round draft pick to select former Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy. But J.J. McCarthy went down with a season-ending right knee injury during a preseason game. That left the quarterbacking spot to Sam Darnold, who had a career year. 35 touchdowns and just 12 interceptions in leading Minnesota to a sterling 14-3 regular season record. Unfortunately, in last year's NFL playoffs, the favored Vikings lost 27-9 to the Los Angeles Rams. Now this year, Minnesota will have the number 30 selection in the first round of the NFL draft. After taking J.J. McCarthy last year, the Vikings are quite unlikely to use that selection to get another quarterback in a very thin draft this season. Sam Darnold now, though, is an unrestricted free agent. That means he could be worth, are you ready? About $50 million a year if paid by the Vikings or some other NFL contender. Personally, I think Darnold will re-sign in Minnesota, but we'll have to see. And lastly, on my teams that might want to take another look at their quarterback, it's the Detroit Lions, who finished 14-3 and were eliminated in the first round of the playoffs. Yes, I know, I said the Detroit Lions. The Lions, though, are seeking their first ever Super Bowl appearance in team history. After collecting the home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs last year, Detroit lost their opening round playoff game at home to Washington 45-31. Detroit's quarterback, Jared Goff, had a terrible game in that playoff loss. His 3 interceptions against just 1 touchdown pass dropped him to 4-5 as a starting quarterback during his 9-year NFL postseason career. Now, if the Lions fans were dismayed by Jared Goff's playoff performance last season, you can probably forget about the team making any changes soon. That's because Jared Goff signed a 4-year contract extension during the season last year in November. He's now going to make $53 million a year for the next 3 seasons. That makes him the 6th highest paid player in the entire NFL, well, at least for this week. In this upcoming April NFL draft, the Detroit Lions have the 28th selection in the first round. But given the big money that was paid to Jared Goff, I think the Lions are effectively out of the quarterback market for this season. But that leaves us one team that really does need to make a deal. That's the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers are the one NFL team whose playoff possibilities would zoom upward with an improved performance at the quarterback position this fall. The Steelers' defense was number 8 in points allowed last year, just 20 points a game. The running game was also solid, number 11 out of the 32 NFL teams in rushing yardage last year. But the passing game has been another matter. Ranked number 26 out of 32 NFL teams, the Steelers' woeful passing game netted just 191 yards a game last year. How bad is that? It's 30% less than the top tier of NFL offensive units. Now, Pittsburgh rarely dabbles in the very expensive free agent market, so that's probably going to eliminate Minnesota Vikings free agent quarterback Sam Darnold, who would be very risky to take at a $50 million a year price tag. If Pittsburgh were to draft a young quarterback and maybe add a possession type of wide receiver during the early rounds of the April NFL draft, they might want to consider taking a chance on 42-year-old quarterback Aaron Rodgers for next year. Now, don't laugh. The four-time NFL MVP had a very productive season last year with the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Aaron Rodgers started all 17 games last season, passing for nearly 3,900 yards and 28 touchdowns with 11 interceptions. Rodgers' 2024 stats with the woeful 5-12 New York Jets were still 20% higher than Pittsburgh's quarterback tandem of Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. Aaron Rodgers pocketed about $38 million last year with the Jets. He should be available at a sizable discount this season given his age and previous injury history. The Steelers need a very good quarterback, plus at least one more wide receiver via the draft or free agency to become a legitimate Super Bowl challenger this year. If they were to add a rookie quarterback like Oregon's Dillon Gabriel in the second or third round of the draft and paired him up with a mentor like Aaron Rodgers, that could make for a terrific 1-2 tandem at quarterback in Steel City next fall. So will we see those terrible towels waving come the 2026 Super Bowl? Or will they remain gold-colored crying towels once again? I'm Swamp Swami.